Hey, welcome to the Team Babe podcast. I'm Jason, and I'm Babe.
And I'm Robin, and I'm Babe.
She is. And tonight, Babe Fader will be calling the play-by-play action. And I, of course, as always, will be providing the color, the color commentary, kind of like filling in, you know?
And what's the sporting event?
Battle Cats.
Oh, Battle Cats. Yes. I love that game.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a sports ball favorite.
It is. Yeah, and...
Am I right, Jason?
Boy, you know, it really is, Babe Fader. That is great. That is a great insight.
Oh, thanks.
You know, the epic color commentator...
Yeah. Color commentator?
I guess I'm not a color commentator.
No, that's not true.
I give up.
That's not true.
I'm done with this.
No.
I'm done with this business.
That's not true.
What?
You totally, you can totally, like, as our Battle Cat game goes on, you'll totally be able to identify the strategy. Like this that's happening right now where one of them gets on the stove when they're not supposed to.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, it's great.
It's almost like they know that we can't get them.
Yeah, they know that we're otherwise occupied.
Yeah.
And we're not going to, like, do anything to stop them unless it becomes an emergency.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, is real bad. But I guess this gives you a good idea. You, of course, fair audience, fair listener, can see none of this. But we're painting such a wonderful picture of it as, you know, what's his name? Dipshit over there jumps up on the counter too and starts dancing around on everything. I guess, wow, I really do need to make sure I'm hitting that corner when I when I clean the counters in the morning. Huh?
Our cats are, at this moment on the kitchen counter and they're not allowed there.
Yeah.
This is why we have to sanitize every item in the house.
In the sink.
Wow, they're really terrible.
We do have a spray bottle. We do reserve the right to, use that.
Yeah, anytime.
At any time during the broadcast this evening.
Yeah, so let's not let these cats steal the show.
Again, yeah, okay? This is the Team Babe podcast, not the Team Cat Battle podcast.
And there's only two people on this team.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
That's just me, and that's just you.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
What the hell's been going on?
So much stuff.
Yeah.
I felt like very behind lately, very overwhelmed, and like my house is filling up with stuff, like someone turned on a faucet, and every day, like, it's just a 1 foot higher.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is the classic album called? Like,
the classic track album called
Quest or De La Soul or somebody, like 3 foot high and rising or something.
Oh, right.
They're talking about insulation there, I think.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what we're like. We're up in the attic and we got that little thing and we're just blowing insulation all over the place, except it's like
stuff,
belongings,
garbage, you know.
Yeah, it's weird though, because like the stuff I've been getting, I feel like I've been better about making sure it's like stuff that I actually want and like use, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
And everything.
That's true.
I haven't always done as good a job at that, but I think like space is just, you know, at such a premium these days.
Yeah.
You know, living the Southern California lifestyle, it's like, you know, lunch like a prince. Wait.
Are you eating lunch like a prince without me? If you are, I'm going to kill you.
I ate brunch like a prince this morning.
Oh, but we did that together, so that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did that together.
I wasn't left out.
Yeah. Well, there's a thing. We watched that show.
Oh, yeah.
What's that called? Right. Best in Brunch?
Yeah. Y'all watching Best in Brunch?
On that HBO with that Daniel...
Levy?
Levy?
Yeah. It's good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I generally just don't get down with reality TV shows these days.
I know, they're kind of gross.
You know, cooking shows, I think, are kind of like one of the potentially like better genres of the reality show. Like, you know, they still do the ritual and vote somebody off at the end and stuff like that. You know, but
it's a little less cruel, I guess. At least this one seems like it's not too bad.
Oh yeah, among the contestants at least so far. Like everybody's very like you know,
they're supportive.
They seem supportive and stuff. But you know, the tables can always turn at some point.
So true. But their set's really cute. And they have like some very interesting looking cocktails. So this might be worth a watch. If you like Dan Levy.
If you like brunch, if you like Dan Levy, if you like entertaining television shows, it's pretty good. And like we went into it and being like, oh, this is garbage. This is going to suck. And we watched some of it and I was like, oh, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I guess.
It was okay.
Maybe it'll disappoint us greatly soon. And then we'll be like, fuck this show. And then we'll have to eat our words. We'll come back here. Somebody on the interwebs will be like, in episode 84, you said you loved this show.
You know, right.
We'll get canceled over, oh, maybe Dan
will
get canceled.
Well, let's hope not.
Yeah. Hey.
Because he's a funny guy.
Don't mess with my power.
So, what have you been up to, babe? What have you been doing in the San Diego area?
Oh boy, what have I been doing? Well, you know, work has definitely loomed large for me as well.
Yeah.
I would say since we last spoke to you, fair listener. You know, I've been I just had the urge to say I've been getting my swerve on as a euphemism not for sex, but for carveboarding.
Wow, that's pretty douchey.
Getting my swerve on?
Yeah.
But like, you know, on the carveboard skating. I mean, we've been having sex too, but.
But don't ever refer to it as swerving. That's just gross. Ew. Like, no. That's
a really bad euphemism. Like,
you've come up with some bad ones.
But I didn't come up with
that. I know, but that one's pretty bad.
I came up with some bad ones?
Yeah. Euphemisms? Oh, yeah. Terrible. Just terrible. I'm not going to say them. It's too gross.
Is that list that we almost...
No.
Okay. All right. That's more of a silly thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We don't want to get too... We don't want to peel back the, you know, too many layers of the onion on our pre-production process. But... No.
It's intense, right? Just
understand that these shows are, you know, heavily scripted.
They're highly produced.
Yeah. Highly produced.
Yeah.
The interstitial music, you know, is provided by DJ Doug Pound and...
So, hey,
yeah.
Speaking of music, like, what have you been doing?
Oh, batter up?
Well, I mean, you know, you didn't, you got a little off track, you know? Like, so, if I want that, you know, hitter to hit home plate, you know, I gotta make sure I motion him in, you know, for the slide.
Yeah, your leadoff hitter walked halfway out to like home plate to bat or whatever, you know, and then like looked up in the sky and saw like a insect flying around. I was like, ooh, and just like followed it.
And then I'd be like, hey.
Hey.
Wake up.
Hey, buddy.
Show me the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, as producer to the stars, so eloquently. Teed up. I have seen some live music.
No.
In this last in between time since we last spoke with our you know, folks.
So our
people out there.
What'd you do?
Well, we talked about it last time, but we saw Lewis Cole
in
Hollywood.
We did that together.
Beverly Hills or whatever the fuck you call it. At the Troubadour, that was cool.
That was cool. It was WeHo, babe.
Oh, is that WeHo? Uh-huh. Oh, that was WeHo.
Oh yeah.
It was on like the edge though.
Uh-huh.
I'm on the edge. Can you tell? Can't you tell?
Always.
What the fuck are you doing now? Anyway. I was just talking to that other guy over there.
The battle cat?
Yeah, the battle cat. Mm. Yeah, and then you know, like 5 days after that, I took Charlie to see Black Flag. Jesus Christ. At the House of Blues here in lovely San Diego.
Yeah.
With a few friends. That was fun too.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
I didn't go.
No, you're not that much of a Black Flag
fan. I had to set it out.
I can't say I'm a super fan of Black Flag either, but I was like, oh yeah, I would go see that.
Yeah.
Just like, not like just to say that I saw it, but I was curious to hear like what the lead singer guy, I read an article about him, I think in the, like the local rags, man, you know? Got that newsprint on my fingers like the old days, the olden days, that soy-based.
We do get a newspaper, you know.
We do. Yeah. It's pretty good.
I really enjoy it.
I don't know if I'm just like starved for, how could I be possibly be starved for content?
I couldn't think of.
With all the scrolling.
Oh, that's possible.
But yeah, something about like the paper and just that there's actually like things going on here.
There's so many things.
It's like, anyway, I read a fucking story about Black Flag and like their first show for their new tour was whatever.
Was here. What? Oh, right here in San Diego?
Like, yeah, let's go that. And you're like, well, we'll talk about that. And then I mentioned it to a friend and they're like, oh, well, let's go. And then bought tickets. And then I was like, cool. And then we went. It was fun.
Yeah. So did you like the lead singer?
Yeah. Yeah. He was really good.
I heard the opener was kind of a stinker though.
Yeah. You know, it was, it was not my favorite brand of, punk rock music, I would say. Just like stylistically, like, you know, not a whole lot of differentiation between songs. Couldn't really understand what he was saying.
This is the opening band.
Kind of snotty. But like, and also like, very much middle aged and, but like trying real hard.
There's nothing worse than an aging punk rocker.
Yeah, but like really just the guy with the, what are they? The Liberty Spikes or whatever.
Yeah.
The other guys were young enough or appeared like they could pass for like being in their 30s maybe or something, you know? But I'm like,
So
it's a little rough.
How was the mosh pitting?
When you think back to the day of like the days of like, you know, being in the at the garage underground punk shows and stuff like that.
Oh, I know.
It's like mosh pitting and stuff, you know? And like,
yeah,
the crowd surfing that would go on at those.
Yeah.
Wow. Back in the day, man. Just hardcore. Redding, California hardcore.
Horrible.
No, it was fun. It was cool.
I mean, it was fun, but it was hot.
Yeah. That's the opposite of cool. But I don't know what's like better.
The weather was hot.
The weather was very hot. It was in Redding, California.
I mean, that was...
That's the RC.
Nobody had any air conditioning.
RCHC, Red Hot Chili, Redding, California Hardcore.
Oh, RCHC. Okay, yeah. Got
that'll,
it.
That'll mess you up when you start thinking about Red Hot Chili Peppers. Mm. Anyway, where was I?
Well, so like.
Oh, how was the mosh pitting? It was pretty rowdy crowd.
Yeah,
like, there was a big pit, like, and you know, it clearly said like no mosh pitting, and
yeah, oh, really?
Everybody was like,
it said no mosh pitting.
Yeah, no mosh pitting or crowd surfing, but I think like venues typically say that because of liability or something. Then it's like,
oh, that's, well, so hey, we funny. Told you. I wish you would have taken a picture of that.
Oh,
the sign, yeah, that said no good. Mosh pitting.
Well, let's mark that down because when I get the time travel abilities,
okay,
I can go back to what was it, October 28th,
yeah,
2022, probably. I want to say 9. What time do we get home? Like 11:30?
Yeah.
Probably 9:45 p.m. Okay. It's good. Good to have these notes.
So how...
back to...
Hey.
How... H-O-B. I'll probably get that. S-D. San Diego? H-O-B-S-D? Hoobastank? What?
How did Charlie like the show?
Charlie was, I don't think...
Was he tempted by the mosh pit?
No. Didn't seem to be. But he tolerated it and was a good sport about it. You know, it's not his favorite type of music. I mean, nor is it mine, but like, I feel like it's fun and kind of cool just to like do differing things. And it's very different than, you know, Lewis Cole and Genevieve Artadi or whatever that we saw a few days before. And so it's like, I don't know, it's fun to like do sort of a spectrum of different like styles and stuff like that sometimes. But it's nice that we're close to the action here. So we can actually do that.
Yeah, totally.
Reasonably easily. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I would probably say, you know, it was fun. And like, I got to hear like my favorite, you know, songs by them.
Yeah.
And so that was cool.
Yeah.
And like, they were good.
Yeah. Well, that's good all I can kind of hope for.
Like, yeah. So I was, yeah, I was happy with the whole experience. And probably the coolest thing was there was a, there was like this dad and his daughter there, and she was probably like, I don't know, 14 or 15, and like all punk dressed out. Like it could have been you in like 1995 or 96 or something like that.
Short hair?
No, just sort of medium, but like pulled back, practical. You know, like ready for action. Yeah. Ready to like punch somebody in the face or whatever.
You gotta pull your hair back when you get ready to do that.
And she was just like so into it. And her dad was like kind of like trying to, he was cool. He was like probably, I don't know if he was cool, but it was cool to see him doing this. He was just like kind of like keeping space around her. And like he wouldn't let her go in the pit, but she like obviously really wanted to. And she'd like look back at him and he'd be like, no. And he had like a fucked up arm. Or whatever. So he had it in this brace and stuff. And I was like, shit. So we were kind of standing right next to them. And like stuff would happen or somebody would get pushed through and it would get all rowdy for a second. We'd just be kind of like holding this bubble.
That's nice of you. I mean, I definitely could have used that a couple times in the mosh pit. Like I got, you know, totally grabbed and groped and kicked in the head. Like, yeah rough. Yeah.
That's fucked up, man. Like, I don't think, that's not cool. Yeah, but like, I guess every show could use like maybe a few.
Yeah, they could enforcers use that some are people just, like, that are there to like watch out for you.
Hey, don't fuck with this area, you know.
Right.
And like, big and imposing enough, or with the right energy to like just be like, get.
That's you, babe. That's you. You do that for me.
You're saying I have to go to every Black Flag show?
No, you have to go to all the mosh pits that I go to.
Oh, okay.
I mean, well, since we have this
time travel thing.
Yeah, we pretty much do that. Well, yeah, you could go back to when I didn't know you, and then you could stop all those people from groping me and kicking me in the head.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I will kick them in the head. But see, the thing is, I would end up in jail. So then I would have to go.
We have to control yourself.
I wasn't big on self-control.
I know. I remember
back in those days. But I'm time traveling, so it can be me now.
Yeah. The you of now can go back then and do the right thing.
The me of now can go back then. Back to the you of then.
Yeah. Get it?
Yeah. There's sort of a part of that, what was that movie we watched? Or that you I think you might have dipped out at some point, but with the Pete Davidson guy and that flight attendant girl or whatever.
That was really weird.
There was a part of that movie that I think you missed where, like, he time travels back and is, like, somebody important in her memory of, like, I don't know, it's fucking weird.
It's called, like, Date Night or something.
Yeah. Something.
Oh, no, speaking of that, we went on a date night.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was fun.
I said, God damn. Date nights are fun.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like they've gotten more fun recently, you know?
Well, it's nice having, like, new places to check out and stuff.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I don't know. I guess, let's see. So, next month, will we have been here 6 months?
I think so.
Or five. How does that work? How do numbers work?
Well, you start with one and then two.
I think that, yeah, 6 months.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know, like we've done stuff and we've checked stuff out. We told you about some of it.
But we went to the beer garden.
But yeah, but this time we were just like, hey, let's have a date night and not make it like more of a family thing or like going to hang out with our friends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we went out and sampled some of the local wares in Encinitas.
That's good.
It was great. Yeah, it was really fun. Cool little downtown city, and walking around down there and stuff was neat.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff that I want to like check out in a deeper way.
Yeah, me too. It just seems like there's not enough time.
Yeah.
Somehow. Yeah. You
know? But
yeah. But that was good. So we got to do another date night soon, and we should be better about documenting it, you know? Mm. Share it with the fans.
I've thought about that for a lot of different things recently. Like, you know, my brother came through town.
We forgot a picture. To take
pictures. It's just like, what the hell is this? Like, this cusper curse, man.
Is that what it does? You mean because we're like Gen X, so we're like too cool to care, but we're also millennials, so we're like constantly taking pictures and stuff?
Yeah, well, like we're not young enough millennials to have been infected by the
selfies.
The selfie,
yeah.
At all times desire. Yeah. Like, you know, if you look at my social media, like, you're not going to see any selfies, right?
There may be a couple on there, but they're few and far between. You never post, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, you take pictures of stuff all the time, and then, like, once a year, you're like, I'm going to post one picture.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I'm so not compelled to share what I...
Why? Took.
I don't know, man.
You take good pictures, though.
I've got some, like, weird... It's not, like, a conscious thing where I'm like, I'm not going to share this. It's just, like, I think about it, and then sometimes I'll start to post something, and then I, like, write the caption, and I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing? This is so dumb. Like, who cares about this?
The people, your friends care. Like, your actual people you know in real life, they care. Nobody else cares, but they care.
Well, that's nice of them, but like, man, I just don't know. Like, why?
Yeah, well, just because you wanted to share your experience with someone.
I guess, yeah, it's like a way to keep in touch.
Yeah,
and so
totally. Because I've had people tell me, like, I want you to post stuff that you're doing so that, like, we can know what it's like where you're living.
Oh, they're telling you that?
Yeah.
But nobody's told me that. I guess it's because I haven't talked to anybody. Fuck. Wow. I'm learning so many new things.
Aren't you glad that we did this podcast?
Yeah, it's a real learning experience every time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. So anyway, babe, did you know that the holiday season is almost upon us?
I've heard about this. Like, the times that I have ventured out of the house, I'm noticing a lot of elves.
Seaside elves?
Yeah. Yeah.
And coastal snowmen?
Yeah. Coastal snowmen, for sure. They're all over the place. I'm like, what the fuck? I guess everybody's into Christmas here, huh?
I know. I kind of like can't wait to see how crazy the people get with it, you know? Because, like, I think people did a pretty good job with Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, the Halloween decorations were good. But not everyone put up Halloween decorations. So I'm curious to see if Christmas is different.
Yeah, there are already, like, giant blow-up Christmas ornaments in some... ornaments, like
lawn ornaments
and yeah, in
do you like that save?
It was good. Yeah, it was great. I love that save. I'd marry that save. Yeah, so I don't know, it's fucking obnoxious though, because yeah, I mean, it's so hacked to even talk about, but like, I mean, the next day after Halloween, like,
Before that, there was already Christmas stuff.
Like, and we went and walked around Solana Beach today.
Yeah.
Checked out the Cedros Fashion, was it Design District or something? Which was cool.
Super cool.
Saw some really neat stuff. But yeah, tons of Christmas stuff out. So it's like, 'tis the season to spend a bunch of money. But it does seem earlier this year.
Oh, in particular. I think because I saw them taking out Christmas stuff at the store in September this year. So it's definitely earlier.
Yeah. Well, so. We have to feed that, feed the machine.
I know. I understand.
That kind of keep shoveling, you know, shoveling dead bodies into that, into the mouth of that thing.
Yikes.
Keep it fed.
I mean, that's dark.
It is dark, but it's like the truth, right? Like, that's the our system.
Not everybody can handle that, though. Not everybody can handle the truth, babe.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's a similar thing to thinking about, like, the food we eat and that it was, like, an animal, if you eat animal products.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like, we're so divorced from that, the fact that that was, like, a living thing. We're just like, oh, it's just meat in a pack. We cook it on up.
You did. You made it delicious steaks tonight.
Yes, we are not plant-based eaters.
No,
I would say,
never. I mean, I would be so grumpy.
Yeah. And I will divulge that we spray our cats with a water bottle when they're doing something and we need to, you know, like stop them at a distance. So, like,
I don't think that's bad. It's just water.
Take us to jail. We're basically like cat water boarders.
No, no. No, we're the enforcers. Someone has to be in charge of these damned battle cats, okay? And someone has to call the shots around here, and that's us.
That's us? And you're saying there is room for two leaders?
Yeah.
In this, two big cheeses?
Yeah.
Big cheeses?
There's room for two cheeses on Team Babe, and it's me and you.
And we are big, and we are Jesus.
Big.
And you know what? Talking about the holiday season, Jesus loves you.
Jesus is the reason for the season, babe.
Yeah.
Is that the cheese God? Jesus?
Jesus.
Yeah. And like he makes cream cheese and cheese crackers and brie.
Any cheese you could name, he makes it.
Smoked Gouda.
He's not only Parmesan. He not only makes the cheese, but he is the cheese.
He's a big cheese.
Yeah.
He's the big cheese. Is this guy? For some reason, when I just said that, it made me think of Donald Trump.
Because he's yellow like a cheddar, yeah. Like a nice.
Like I was picturing a big cheese in the sky, and then I'm like,
cheddar.
Donald Trump.
he's like Kraft singles, like he's not even cheddar.
Yeah,
he's like cheese product.
That's good. That fits him.
Yeah,
that taste level fits him. Bastard. I hope he chokes on some cheese.
Yeah, that old bastard with his tie and his suit.
Ugh, bleh. So repugnant. Look at me using vocabulary words. I must be mad. Mad.
What have I done?
No, I'm mad about Donald Trump.
Oh.
You're safe still.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
The umpire said safe, so you're safe.
Yeah. So it is the season, and it's the season for a reason, and the reason is cheesing, and
I think the reason
praise
is Santa Claus.
The reason is Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Santa? We praise Santa? Yeah.
Santa makes the world go round. He brings the presents.
Not only does he make the world go round, but he goes around the world carrying presents to all the girls and boys.
Right? So,
except the bad ones.
Any kid would agree that's better than Jesus.
Oh, man.
You know? Wow. Show me the money. Am I right? I'm clearly Tom Cruise in the sportscaster relationship. Sorry.
I'm the master of digressions.
Mm. That's true. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of master of ceremonies, the master of digressions. I'm like the opposite of what you want for someone who's leading, who's like steering the ship. Because we're just going to go in circles. It's like, pew, squirrel over there.
That's all right. So, you know what other sports ball events I like?
Think about it, man.
What are some sports ball events? No. Yes. Okay. Yes. Baseball.
Tennis.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Nope.
Sports ball. Sports ball.
It involves animals.
Animals. Battle cat. Oh. Polo. Or ponies.
There you go.
Horse racing.
There you go.
Boom.
Yes. You got it.
Yeah, we have special holiday plans again for Thanksgiving in particular. We will be giving thanks at the horse race track.
We're going to consort with racehorse persons on Thanksgiving. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And this will be the second time that we've done this.
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to make it a tradition.
We're going to win big.
We're going to bet $2 on each horse. Think of the money that we'll get.
On each horse?
Yeah. I learned my lesson last time.
Oh, you're going to bet on all of them?
Yeah, you don't bet on a winner.
Oh, is that like betting on black or red or something?
It's better. It's like the odds.
Bet on everything.
The odds are better.
Oh, did you read us like a thing about this?
No,
like,
I watched somebody get a payout right after I didn't get one.
Oh, and they were like, oh, I bet on all of them.
Yeah.
And they still came out on top?
Yeah. Yeah, like you guess, like, okay, Mr. Ed is going to get, you know, number 5 or whatever. Like, you're just doing those odds instead of this horse is going to win.
Oh, well, yeah, you can, like, there's, like, win and show and,
and
place
there's,
or
like, 4 places or whatever it is. So
bet
you...
on one horse to win, bet on another to show. Like, it's all kind of laid out for you in that Cripple Creek song by the band.
Yeah. It's really true. So anyway, I watched this person, like, I paid out $8. I got zero back.
Uh-huh.
This person paid out like $25 or whatever, and they got $125 back. And I was like, all right, okay.
But you can't assume, like, that's going to not work. Like, what?
But I bet on the winner only. I didn't know that you could bet on, like, who places and who, you know, shows and all that.
So you're saying, but I don't think you can bet past those podium spots, right?
I don't know.
But you aim to find out.
But see, when I took a look, I was mad because I took a look at the horses before the race.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, like.
And they trot them around the paddock and stuff like that.
Yeah. And
this is at Del Mar Raceway, by the way. I don't know if we ever talked about how we went there for Thanksgiving in 2017, 2018, somewhere in there.
2017, I think. Yeah.
When we came down here to stay for Thanksgiving, maybe 2018. And that was just a great time.
Yeah, we had a great time, and we just
except
went
for
to
when
the
you
track.
Lost money.
Well, we just went to the track randomly, and we had no idea. And it's like a beautiful racetrack.
Yeah,
and it's right on the ocean. So anyway, you get to look at the ponies trot around, and you can kind of like get an idea if you think they've been trained properly.
It looks good.
How they're behaving, and are they listening?
Are they agitated? You know,
are they sneezing? You know,
is there like, are they frothing?
Yeah.
Is their nose running?
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
So I felt like I picked like the top 4, and I was right, but I didn't bet on any of them.
Oh, you just bet on one of those 4 to win.
And
so it was like a double coin flip or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But way worse than that.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay, I get how this works. So anyway, I'm going to try it. It should be a fun day. And then we'll have some sort of delicious takeout or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a non-traditional Thanksgiving this year.
We like, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, but you know how we like that.
We like to keep it a little different, man. You know, like kind of give a lot of people around this time of year start to get a little frustrated because of expectations around holiday times. Like, oh, this has to be this way. Like kind of rigidity in like traditions and stuff like that. And this person has to be there. That person needs to be here and, you know, whatever,
right.
All that stuff. Like, and it can really become like, you know, like real bad for people sometimes. I mean, I never realized that it took me a long time to realize that I, you know, kind of had some expectations around the holidays that made it so I didn't have like a very good time.
Right.
Or whatever. So anyway, this is like our little way of kind of like, you know, throwing a little
spice,
a little spice, a little something, it, you know, something different.
Yeah.
A little certain something.
Yeah. It's like, you know,
the mix.
Like instead of measuring out every ingredient, it's just a free for all.
Yeah. Just,
you know,
a dash.
Yeah. Just throw it in there and see what happens.
Just chuck it in, baby. Yeah.
So another interesting thing about living here is that we live in the city of Tony Hawk, and I forget that he's here. And then I'll read the local newspaper, which for some reason is so fascinating. And then there'll be like a picture of Tony Hawk, who is at the skate park that's like 1 mile from our house. And I'm like, why don't we go and do these things?
So Tony Hawk is here. So that's cool.
Yeah.
We're big fans. You know, like Charlie and I, we talked about carveboarding last time. We've gotten, you know, much more into skateboarding than ever, I would say.
I would agree.
I haven't skated since I was just a wee lad, a skater boy. A B-O-I, I would say.
That was right around the time I met you.
Yeah. Yeah, like probably for a couple of years before that. And then, you know, I hung up the wheels, I thought, forever.
Why did you think forever?
I don't know. I was just like, you know, I started to get to that age where it's like you have to start paring down the hobbies, you know, because you realize, you just start to realize like, man, there's only so many hours in the day and there's only so much money. I can't possibly afford to
bungee jump,
skydive and snowboard and ski and rock climb and backpack and, you know, play guitar and play drums and do this and do that, you know, like I gotta focus, man.
So you gave up skateboarding?
I guess I did.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
But, you know, I filled up that time with a lot of hacky sacking and playing Radiohead on my acoustic guitar.
The hacky sacking was really getting you some time.
So, I mean, time well spent. Who knows? Things happen for a reason or not. They don't happen for any reason. That's actually probably more accurate.
I was wondering why, speaking of reasons, like I was wondering why when we went to that like surf competition that happened in Oceanside with the all-girl, you know, team or whatever, why did they pick Hoobastank to be the band for a girls' surf competition? Like, can you explain that to me?
I don't know. This was a few months back, but yeah, there was like a surf competition in Oceanside that we went to. It was like Surfer Girl.
Supergirl. Surf competition.
And like a girl, I think from Encinitas here, like a Brazilian girl, like won it or something, right?
I think so. I
can't remember her name, but yeah, it was pretty cool. Anyway, like we got there and it was like the final heat or whatever. And it was the final surf off. Like we got there like 30 seconds before it ended, basically. And we saw like their last, each of the competitors' last two waves. But then, yeah, so we look around and stuff, and then like they're going to have live bands there. And, you know, like the headliner, hilariously, I don't know if they're actually the headliner because it seemed like they were trying to give like equal weight to each performer. Mm. Like as far as billing, but still they were like the last ones, was Spin Doctors, which is hilarious. But also, like, did we talk about Spin Doctors on the show? So. Like, I mean, they're like very good.
Yeah.
Actually. Like that
first album was great.
Strange, like
it's still strange.
Funny
and but it's still enough. Good.
And like we kind of went off on like a Spin Doctors kick maybe like a year ago or something like that. And so I was like, oh, the Spin Doctors, all right. So maybe we'll hang around and see what they sound like, you know, 25, almost 30 years later, maybe 30.
Like they were probably early.
30,
they're 30 very, years. Very early.
So Spin Doctors were playing, but also the Stank, man. The Hoobastank. And so, yeah, like after the thing and we looked around, we got some like shave ice and stuff. And then we go check out the Stank And like, I'm just like, oh my God, this is great. I mean, it wasn't like awful or anything.
No, I mean, they definitely can play.
Yeah.
It's just like, I hate that kind of music.
The musical style is like not your favorite, not my favorite or whatever. And we're kind of like making fun of it because Hoobastank has become sort of a like joke, a joke.
Yeah.
But yeah, why were they playing a women's surf comp? That's so odd.
Because all the competitors, I feel like, in the surf competition were like 25 and under. So it's not like it's their music or something.
Well, their hit, their big hit song that they're probably like still like making mortgage payments off of is like that. It's sort of like, I won't sing it so we don't get, dinged for copyright. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like sort of a sappy kind of like, you know, they're like, sort of a rap rock type of but it's like slow and it's like sort of melodic or whatever, like an anthemic type of thing.
Prince and the member, like, he's bringing someone flowers. That's their big hit. Like,
oh, you're describing the visuals of the video. Oh wow, I don't remember that, but I can remember some of the lyrics, but I'm not gonna say them.
Yeah,
but it's like, maybe I'll say I'm not a perfect person and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, is it because like young like people now, because of the 90s and the 2000s and stuff,
I don't think
that? Do they like Hoobastank? Because I didn't see, I didn't see any young people in that crowd.
Exactly. So maybe it was for the parents or something. Like, I don't know. It was weird. But anyway.
And then Spin Doctors is like for like 60-year-olds.
I went to a grocery outlet while they were playing because I just couldn't handle it.
You left. You and Charlie left. While the Stank was playing, and I hung around because I was like, I have to see the rest of this, and I have to see Spin Doctors.
And then you showed me some of your video, and I was like, I actually kind of wish I would have stayed for the Spin Doctors because that was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, it's fine, but it's also sort of like just sad
right.
a little bit because, I mean, and I wouldn't begrudge anybody from, you know, going out and playing their music and like making money doing that. And hopefully, like, I mean, those guys had like a few smash hits and hopefully are still paying their bills off of that shit, much in the same way that like somebody like Hoobastank is.
Yeah.
And I'm less like, I don't give a fuck if you pay your bills or not. Like, you could be like, you know, a heavy equipment operator and I wouldn't really give a shit, you know?
Yeah.
But like, those guys from Spin Doctors, I'm like, I hope they're doing all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just weird seeing like old people at a show like into it and stuff. And like,
yeah, it is weird.
Not that, you know, but it's like they're old, but only like 20 years older than us or something.
It's horrible.
And it's like, oh, it's so fuck.
Weird.
So what is the thing now? Like, is it going to be, I'm trying to think like 30 years in the future, what show am I going to be going to and behaving embarrassingly watching?
Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, I'm too reserved for that type of behavior.
Come on.
So I'll be hanging out in my, you know, my leisure suit.
Don't act like you have a mosh pit in.
Oh, I've mosh pitted.
Oh, yeah.
I mosh pitted. The last time I mosh pitted was I saw Social Distortion in Chico, California, and I had flip-flops on.
Oh, nice.
The best of moshing attire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, that was, I can't believe my feet didn't get fucked up from that. Or that I did, I can't believe I didn't lose
a toe.
No. Well, yeah, I definitely could have, but like lose like at least a flip flop.
You misselected out. Wow.
Yeah. I guess it's just that enforcer, you know, vibe I give off, right? Like, I'm gonna enforce justice in this mosh pit. But not really.
You do sometimes have that kind of vibe about you. When you decide you're gonna have justice, like, watch out.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, somebody's going to get talked to. you know? All right, it's time for the song of the week. You ready?
Oh my God. A song of the week. What could it possibly be?
All right, well, I picked this one, I'll just say.
Okay.
Because I heard it just randomly, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a good song.
Yeah.
So I'm not like a huge INXS fan, but their Never Tear Us Apart is worth a listen.
Yeah, I mean, I think, do you think most people have heard that?
Mm-mm.
No?
It's a little bit abstract, I think, for them. They were all like the, like their big hit was like that faster sort of like, dun, 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 dun. You know, like the more like 80s, like synthy kind of.
So that wasn't like a big hit for them, you think?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's a pretty epic song. I mean, it's one that's been, you know, I think it was, it kind of cracked me up a little bit that it was like a revelation to you or whatever, you know, because I was like, oh man, I've been there. I realized that that was a good song and I didn't like it. I didn't know. I'd probably heard it on the radio or something.
Yeah, I heard it a bunch. I did not like it.
It never registered in my psyche until, I don't know, maybe until, was that the one? I got like a compilation CD when I came here with the band.
Oh.
I think, was it INXS or, no, that was Tears for Fears. Okay. I get those two mixed up a little bit. But like similar vibes, like Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Yeah.
And like this Never Tear Us Apart have a similar like sort of grandeur to them.
Yeah, they're like big.
And like huge, giant production and stuff. It's like we're in the largest space possible and you can hear this gate, the reverb gated, you know, snare or whatever. Like
that's part of what makes it great. And that and the symphony, which was probably real. And
Oh, no, that was synth.
No, there was some synth, but then there was... towards the end there's like some real instruments.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is fun, like listening to, like, when you don't think about production, like record production and like what goes into like taking a song that somebody wrote and turning it into like a thing, like this is the concept for this song and like this is, we're gonna use these sounds and we're gonna like orchestrate it like this and stuff, like that's pretty interesting, especially, I don't know, lately. And I think that's one of those ones where it's like when I heard it and I registered it as a thing that was interesting. It was like because I was keying in on the production.
Oh, that well, happens. Yeah. And that I was keying in on the production also. But I think for me, also the just like hearing the lyrics, like understanding the lyrics was like, oh, wow, these are really good.
Mm.
You know, two worlds collided. You were there, you know?
Yeah. And it's, I mean, as we spoke about it in our pre-production meeting, over drinks on our date night, not to, you know, divulge too much, not to tell tales out of school or, you know, let you into the, give you a peek behind the curtain at how the sausage is made.
Never.
But, yeah, we were talking about it there. And, yeah, like, I forgot where I was going with that.
So much lead up.
I provide the color and you do the play by play.
Oh, okay. Just sorry.
Stay in your lane.
I think you were talking about the production of the song, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But like, I think it's like when you listen to it on a radio forever, you just don't hear it. And, you know, like listening to it on like good speakers or whatever digitally makes a big difference.
Yeah. And good speakers or like good headphones or something.
But yeah, anyway, his lyrics are good. I thought that was pretty appropriate for, you know, Team Babe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so far, no one has managed to tear us apart. So
that's right. And they'll never tear us apart.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
the only thing that could tear us apart is those damn monkeys.
Flying monkeys?
No.
Oh, just monkeys?
Yeah, those monkeys that those guys from Kids in the Hall will let out.
Oh, don't let the monkeys out, man. Ooh, whew. Those terrible, violent monkeys.
Yeah. So anyway, give that a spin if you want. It's 80s. It's It's grandiose.
It's romantic. It's,
romance.
Yeah.
It's synths. It's killer production.
Yeah. You won't regret it.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
And on that note, another thing that you will not regret, unless you are someone who does not consume alcoholic beverages for whatever reason, perhaps you have a problem with the booze.
Are you trying to shame alcoholics by me?
No. I'm just saying.
I don't want you to get canceled.
No. What I'm trying to say is that I don't presume that you would drink this, but I've heard tales of this Finnish long drink, and I saw it in a can at the store, at the Ralph's Kroger Corp, locally here, and I was like, hey, I'm going to try that, and it's pretty goddamn delicious, I got to say. It's a long drink.
It's really good. It's like hard squirt.
Hard squirt.
Isn't that gross?
That sounds gross. Sounds like a porn name or something like that. Yeah.
But like squirt the soda.
Yeah.
But with alcohol.
Like grapefruit.
Seltzer or whatever in it. It's really tasty, I have to say.
Yeah. So.
But watch out.
If you do imbibe in the alcoholic dark arts, have a long drink.
But be careful because you could very easily have too long of a drink. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't want to drink too much soup.
No, because when you have too much soup, you have to go night-night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes that's bad news.
It is when somebody doesn't want you to go night-night.
Yeah, man. I mean, sometimes you got to stay up.
That's right. Like we're about to do.
Yeah, we are. We're about to stay up past our bedtimes again.
That's right.
God. Or are we never going to learn?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to. I haven't learned yet. If I haven't, if I haven't learned by now, then
never going to learn?
Not going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's kind of a defeatist like thing. I gotta think that I can bring about change in my own life if I want to, you know? If I really buckle down and try.
You can.
I have.
You
I do.
Totally can.
You know, but like, how much longer can you do that?
You can do it as long as you want to. See, that's the trick.
Well, you know, it does give me a lot of confidence that they'll never tear us apart. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
And so if I'm going to never be torn apart from someone, babe, I hope it's you.
Okay. Well, I mean, it is. You're stuck with me.
Yeah.
Forever.
Right.
Forever.
And do you know why?
Why?
Because I love you.
Oh, yeah. I love you too.